you know, he Coach Donovan, as you said, he feels like they're due because he likes the shots they're taking. It's just they haven't been hitting them.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The game is next. It's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Offering a memory disorder program that's first of its kind in Wisconsin isn't just about innovation. It's about providing thorough diagnoses to improve treatments and help people live better. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Neuroscience Institute is a nationally recognized leader in the diagnosis and treatment of complex brain disorders, and will do everything humanly possible to help you keep being you. To see a specialist with the expertise to help you, go to frederick.com/neuro.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Once again to Fiserv Forum, where the Bucks are hoping that a little dose of home cooking can cure what ails them. Tonight, Milwaukee looking to get back on track on the heels of a pair of road losses as they play host to a familiar foe, the Chicago Bulls in town, less than 24 hours removed from their win over Detroit one night ago. Hello, everybody. Alongside Justin Garcia, this is Dave Kane welcoming you again into our play-by-play coverage of Bucks basketball. And tonight, it is a fourth consecutive opponent that the Bucks have dominated in recent years, but of late, that hasn't necessarily equated to success in the here and now. We'll get more to that shortly, but first, a few words from our partners. Bucks basketball is presented, as always, by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart of the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, the official cheese of the Bucks. By Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, mention the fact that Milwaukee has been going against these teams. You look at the last four. We touched in on this briefly a moment ago, but for Milwaukee, against four straight teams who they have dominated to the tune of 66-7 coming into this stretch between the Detroit Pistons, the Indiana Pacers, the Orlando Magic, and now tonight the Chicago Bulls. But they're only 1-2 so far, so we'll see if they can even out this little stretch at a 2-2 mark. And again, you get Damian Lillard back this evening, so Bucks coming off of some tight games. Two of the last three they've played have been decided by three or fewer. So we'll see if Milwaukee can get things going here tonight again and against a Chicago team that, well, let's put it mildly, has struggled against the Bucks, who have won 18 of the last 21 against these guys. Well, right now we are watching a surprise pregame birthday present for one Andre Jackson. Man, who can get a better birthday gift on his 22nd birthday than a national championship ring? And right now we are looking at a series of highlights from Andre Jackson for the UConn Huskies on their way to their national championship. So he is out there right now, the co-captain of that 2023 national championship team as a junior a season ago. And he's out right now at midcourt watching this play out. And you know, you always talk about, what are you drafting when you bring a guy in? One of the things that the Bucks were drafting when they brought in Andre Jackson, in addition to that 40-inch vertical leap he has, he also brought in a guy who knows how to win, knows how to facilitate, and has now the hardware to prove it.
A winner, yeah. You're bringing in an experienced winner, and a lot of times we've seen that. The guys that have played longer in college, it translates much quicker at the NBA level.
Yeah, well, it is a pretty good concept. He wasn't able to be with his guys when they did their ceremony back in Connecticut for their national championship rings, but this is a pretty good consolation prize when you're in the NBA and Bobby Portis, your teammate, gives you that ring and you stand between Portis and Chris Middleton. It looks like mom's out there too. Is Andre Jackson getting the new bling? So now everybody's got the ring. You got the NBA ring for so many of these guys on this Bucks roster, and throw a college championship ring in there as well. All right, we're getting closer to tip-off here tonight. Bucks and Bulls coming your way around the corner. We will have your BMO starting lineups along with your opening tip. But first this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Almaz Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Lock as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Lock has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Delivered right to your inbox.
286 times these teams have gotten together. It is the most frequently played series for the Bucks as they take on the Chicago Bulls for the first of four meetings this season, and we'll see if they can get back on track here tonight. Glad to have you with us, Dave Kane, alongside Justin Garcia, and let's take a look at your BMO starting lineups, presented as always by BMO, the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. And we started off with the Bulls. They are under the direction of their head coach, Billy Donovan. His team, 4 wins, 6 losses so far early this season. And his starting five is the five that he's been turning to for the last five games. Kobe White at the point, the 6'5", 195-pound fifth-year man, only started a couple of games a season ago, two of them total. He started all 10. This is his 11th start already this year. He's leading the way at 4.7 assists per game. DeMar DeRozan starts at the two next to him, 6'6", 220 pounds, their leading scorer from a season ago, their leading scorer this season, 22.2 points a game, the six-time All-Star. We'll line up next to Zach LaVine, a two-time All-Star, who is right on his heels with 22.1 points a contest this season. As you look elsewhere, it's Torrey Craig at the four. He's at 6'7", 221 pounds, starting his sixth consecutive game in his first season now with the Bulls. And rounding out the starting five, Nikola Vucevic, the 6'11", 260-pound, 13th-year man, who will start again tonight. So those are your starting lineups for these teams. And with that, we hand it off to Eric Jensen with the starting five for the Bucks.
Tonight's starting lineup for your Milwaukee Bucks. At guard from Weber State, wearing the letter O, Damian Lillard. At guard from Florida State, number 5, Malik Beasley. The man in the middle from Stanford, number 11, Brooke Lopez. At forward from Texas A&M, number 22, Chris Cash Money Middleton. And that forward from Athens, Greece, number 34, the Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo. The head coach of your Milwaukee Bucks is Adrian Griffin. Ladies and gentlemen, your Milwaukee Bucks.
All right, ready to get it going here. You just heard that starting five. Good to hear Dame's name listed amongst the five. And so this is the preferred starting lineup the Bucks have turned to and will be this season. And, Justin, for Damian Lillard back into the lineup, what do you miss most when he wasn't there?
Well, obviously the free throw shooting ability to get to the line, get those team fouls on the opponent. But, you know, Damian Lillard has been most efficient so far this season around the basket when he's driven to the paint. We haven't seen the jump shot fall yet. And that's the number one way to help juice this Bucks offense that's gone through stretches of struggles.
And I'll tell you, it's amazing when you look at his numbers. Obviously, the closing element is what you love most. He outscored Detroit his last game. He played 18-16 over the final 9 minutes of that game that he last played against Detroit in that wild affair here at Fiserv Forum. We'll see if we got something similar in store for tonight, as the Bucks will be in the white uniforms with the green numbers and lettering. Their Association Edition uniforms, Bucks spelled out in green across the front. It's the Bulls, and they're traveling black with red numbers and a red lettering, white outline. They've got the red stripes around the waistline and the Bulls decal on the thighs. Bucks with the Bucks decal on the thighs. As we get ready to go, our crew chief tonight, Scott Foster, the veteran official, veteran of 24 NBA Finals games in his 30th season. He has officiated in this league. He'll be working with Michael Smith, another veteran at 31 years. Brandon Schwab is our last official here tonight as we get ready to play some basketball. Brook Lopez makes his way out onto the court, takes his customary two hops in one place before he walks out the center court, shares a handshake and a chest bump with a guy he's gone against many times through the years, Nikola Vucevic. 6'11 Vucevic against 7-foot Brook Lopez. And here comes Scott Foster to put the ball in the air in front of another great crowd here at Fiserv Forum, game 10 of this long 82-game season. The ball is up, and we're underway. One back by Lopez, and with that win of the tip-off, you can score another $500 for Milwaukee's Habitat for Humanity, donated by Sargento. Sargento, official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. A quick three from the corner from Lopez. He was open, but he missed it. And we'll see if the Bucks can get off to a better start here. We've mentioned it many times, third fewest points of any team in the league in the first quarter of games this season, and the worst three-point shooting team. For whatever reason, this quarter has been a bugaboo for the Bucks. Levine fires up a three. That rims in and out. Conversely, the Bulls are number five in the league, shooting 41% from three in the first quarter of games they played. Giannis drives down low, takes it to the hoop, goes under the rim, and lays it in on the reverse side with a right-hand floater. So Giannis goes right past Nikola Vucevic, and Milwaukee strikes first. It's 2-0 as the Bulls go the other way with it. Vucevic had the ball poked away, but they'll say a foul was the reason. Malik Beasley gets called for his first foul. It's interesting, Larry Nickel in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did a piece on Beasley recently, talking about how he starts games. He said, I'm the new Jrue Holiday to officials, so you got to give me a break on some of these calls early in games. And evidently they didn't get the memo there. He picks up a quick one. Here's Levine dribbling behind his back. Sends out top. Catch and shoot three-pointer on the way. DeRozan missed it well short, but an offensive rebound gobbled up by Torrey Craig. And another chance now for the Bulls. DeRozan goes past Middleton. Takes it inside. Lopez gets in the way of the shot. No good. Tip in then miss for Vucevic. And Milwaukee comes away with it. Giannis weaving his way back and forth all the way to the cup on the other side. Lays it in with that same left hand. And early in this game, it is Giannis Antetokounmpo 4, Bulls nothing. 90 seconds gone. Kobe White dribbles down low, circles underneath with Lillard in tow, spins before he sends it back out top. Torrey Craig will work it to the right wing over to Levine around the Vucevic screen. Levine takes it into the paint. He sends near wing left. Good defense here early from Levine, and then a swipe of the ball from Middleton, and that's going to force a shot clock violation. And credit, again, he's taken a lot of heat early this season for the defense, but in his return to the lineup, Damian Lillard did a nice job with Kobe White right there.
Credit to Damian Lillard. Giannis and Brook Lopez also big down low, staying on their man, not giving anything open.
So the Bulls have missed all of their first four shots, including a 24 shot clock violation to boot. Here's Giannis. He wants more. Pulls up, left elbow jumper, leaves that one short. Rebound is lassoed in by Craig. He'll go the other way now for the Bulls into the front court. Passes it off to DeRozan. DeRozan is going to be picked up by Lillard at the top of the arc as he drives. He elevates. This is his bread and butter shot, but he missed it this time from 15 from the left elbow. Rebounded by Giannis. He'll get it ahead to Lillard. Damian's into the front court. A jab step in. Passes off to Giannis. Now gets it back. Feeds right back to Giannis. Glides down the lane. Just missed. But that's that two-man game that we haven't quite seen work as efficiently as it just did there with the two of them using their strengths to find the opening.
No, it's been a little clunky at first, and a lot of that is going to be timing. That Giannis catching it on the short roll, he still has to learn where his teammates are. But that was one where he was just going downhill all the way to the basket, catching it closer to the rim.
DeMar DeRozan is called with his team's first foul, and now Giannis will go to the line where he has shot 65% this season. As he gives the ball a bounce, he averaged 44.5 points per game over the last two. And that was in losses, pretty remarkably. Better than 10 rebounds a game, 5 assists a game, 2 steals per game in that time. And he splashes the first free throw here.
You know, and we talked about silver linings. That was the biggest one, is how Giannis looked in those two games.
He got back to looking like the dominating two-time MVP that fans have grown used to watching around these parts. His second free throw is up and it's good. So it is now 6-0. Milwaukee has scored all the points, and more specifically, Giannis has scored all the points in this game. Bulls have it the other way, still trying to touch the scoreboard. Here's Vucevic, takes it underneath low. He works it to the corner. It's a pull-up three from Torrey Craig. He misfires, and Milwaukee goes the other direction with it. They missed their first six shots. Beasley's into the front court. Lofts it, left of the lane to Giannis. It was poked away by Torrey Craig out of bounds, but the Bulls, in their last game, they missed their first eight shots last night against Detroit before a 24-7 run to open the second quarter, and it's part of a 119-108 win over the Pistons. Shorthanded Pistons team that the Bucks saw also. Inbound pass went to Giannis. He got it over to Middleton. He'll pass over to the corner, and there's a pull-up three from the deep corner right from Malik Beasley, who hits the first long one of the night for Milwaukee, presented by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Here's a pull-up jumper on the other side. DeRozan couldn't hit. Then the tip-in miss from Vucevic. And then finally, Torrey Craig gets his hands on it, and he lays it in up close for the first points of the night for Chicago. Lillard sends it down low to Giannis, who got fouled underneath. Or was it knocked away? Yeah, it was a foul. So that's going to be number two for the Bulls. And Milwaukee will have it out of bounds on the far side of the baseline. Who did they get on that? They say it was out of bounds. Was tapped out of bounds. I never saw the ball get out of his hands. So inbound pass goes to Giannis on the left wing. He'll give it to Lillard. Lillard being defended by Kobe White around the Giannis screen. Takes it down low. Sidesteps a couple defenders. Now he funnels into the corner. Another three-point try for Beasley. This time not so fortunate. Chicago goes the other direction. Bucks went on a 9-0 run to start this game. Here's Kobe White with a bounce pass to DeMar DeRozan. He'll challenge on Lopez. Couldn't get the shot to go. Rebounded by Middleton. Nice help side defense there from Brook. Bucks go the other way. Lillard feeds down low to Giannis. Giannis bangs around with a couple defenders all over him. Now passes to Middleton. Sends out. Long three on the way. Lillard lets it fly. Can't hit. And Chicago will go the other direction with it. Dame was about three steps behind the arc, but all alone when he let that one go. Levine the other side. Flips it out top to Vucevic. Now to the right wing. It's Kobe White. He unloads on a three. That's off the mark. Rebound ripped in by Giannis. Giannis will give to Middleton the other direction, and Chicago stays cold to begin this game. 1-for-11 to start tonight with 7:49 to play here in the first quarter. Chris Middleton around the Lopez screen. It is a moving screen, and it's going back to Chicago. So that'll be the first foul on Lopez, and we'll have our first substitution of the night as Chris Middleton checks out. Pat Connaughton will come in to replace him. The Bucks went on a 9-0 run to start this game, but have not scored since the 9:09 mark, going on about a minute and a half now. DeMar DeRozan into the front court, dribbling with a left hand, takes it left of the lane, defended by Lillard there. Slings it out top. Vucevic fires from three. He can't hit. One-hand rebound from Giannis. He'll give to Lillard. Dame's going the other direction as he trots it across the midcourt stripe. Takes it down low. Little stutter step. Trying to get through a couple defenders, but turned it over as he's trying to get it to Connaughton. Taken away by White. He'll feed ahead to DeRozan. Bounce pass into the corner ahead. Now it's Levine. Sends a dart underneath. Good setup for Vucevic, who got fouled by Giannis and laid it in. So Chicago, after going behind 9-0, is one free throw away from a 5-0 run to answer with 7:17 to play here in the first quarter. And it looks like Bobby Portis is going to check in now for the Bucks. First foul on Giannis. He, Lopez, and Beasley have been called for fouls early in this one, and Giannis will take an early seat. About 5 minutes into this one, he has scored 6 of the Bucks' 9 points. So Nikola Vucevic, coming off of his 5th double-double of the year a night ago, with a chance to cap the 3-point play, he will, as the 78% free throw shooter connects to put his team back to within 4 now. Here's Dame Lillard going the other way. Bucks about 2 minutes without a score as Lillard drives underneath. He lost the ball again, this time off his leg, out of bounds. So 2 consecutive turnovers. He thought he got fouled when the ball was knocked away from him, but they'll say it was no foul. He's still making that case, tapping his left arm where he's wearing that white arm sleeve. Zach LaVine around the Vucevic screen on a pick and roll. Slings it over his shoulder to Kobe White, who rips the cords, and the Bulls are back to within 1. An 8-0 run for the Bulls following Milwaukee's 9-0 run to start this game. Lillard going to launch a long 3, and he drills it from the left side. Good to see that go down for Dame, who came in tonight shooting just 29% from 3-point range. That's his 18th 3 of the season for the Bucks. He and Beasley tied for the lead in that category for Milwaukee. So here comes Chicago, working into the corner. DeRozan's 3-pointer misses from the corner. Rebound batted at and out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulls. So that's going to lead us to a timeout on the floor with 6:22 remaining in the first quarter. The Bucks have a 4-point lead, a 9-0 run to start it. It will be Bucks basketball when we come back after these words. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health Medicare Advantage plans start at $0 a month? And you can get the extra benefits you need, like dental, vision, over-the-counter items, and more? I know, because I'm a member myself. Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
Folks across the Midwest are rushing to Menards to save big money before the 11% sale ends on Thanksgiving Day.
Now that I think about it, my recording studio does need an upgrade. I gotta hurry up and finish this read.
Hurry to Menards before the 11% off sale ends. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Honey, I'm heading to Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear basketball fans, want to drive a winner? Get in a Toyota and see how impressive they are. The RAV4 is a versatile playmaker built to get the crowd going. The Highlander is a slam dunk when it comes to space. And the Camry is a fast break of fun and reliability. Plus, these Toyotas come with available all-wheel drive, so you can drive the lane with power. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Back again here in downtown Milwaukee. It's a 12-8 lead early on in this one for Milwaukee. The Bucks broadcast is always presented by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. We're also brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Justin, early on, defenses looked pretty good for Milwaukee, particularly in those opening couple minutes. The rebounding department has been a little bit of a concern, with Chicago getting a couple opportunities, second-chance points, though.
They've looked very much more connected defensively, and even times when we've seen the Bulls try to single out Damian Lillard, good team defense by the Bucks.
Yeah. The lineup right now goes Beauchamp, Connaughton, along with Lillard, Lopez, and Portis. Lillard was lobbing it up, trying to get it to Lopez, but it's tipped into the air, and that's going to be the third turnover for Lillard now. Chicago goes the other way with it halfway through this opening quarter, and we got a whistle and an offensive foul as Pat Connaughton gets knocked to the deck trying to fight around a screen from Andre Drummond. So Andre Drummond is out there for the first time tonight, the big man Drummond at 6'10", 279, another UConn guy in his now 12th NBA season and second year with the Bulls. Picks up his first. Lillard's got it, triggers the pass to Portis. Portis drives down low, lost it for a moment, now picks it up, fades and fires and buries the jumper from 10 feet right of the lane. Well, Bobby has been the consummate professional with his Bucks team. Talked about that minute drop this season a little bit in our pregame interview. Said he's happy to do what's required of him, but has seen his minutes go down 5 minutes fewer than the last 2 years. Early, at least, on the season. Here's Drummond. Jump hook on the run. Missed it short. We're using the right hand. Rebound pulled down by Connaughton. He'll feed ahead to Lillard. Bucks leading by six with a basketball now. Left to right. It's Connaughton, top of the arc, around the Lopez screen. Works it to the right wing. Lillard funnels it to the corner where Portis has it. He dribbles with a left hand. Got tripped up as he was driving laterally into the paint. And that's a foul going against Torrey Craig. So Craig is called for what will be his first personal foul. And for the Bulls, they're now sitting at three team fouls. Patrick Williams going to come in off the bench. Williams, the former number four overall draft pick, playing his sixth straight game off the bench. He has seen his numbers dwindle, and here is Lillard spinning after that stoppage. Scoops to the hoop, but couldn't finish with the right hand extended rebound ripped down by Aya Dosunmu. Dosunmu's another guy who's seen his minutes go down this season, was starting a good chunk of his rookie season. Now Chicago's got it. Here's Levine on the near wing left. He's going to launch up a three-pointer. That one, Karam's front iron, no good, and the Bulls continue to struggle from outside where they are 1 of 8. But 8 of their 17 shots from long range. We mentioned that volume has been higher than it has been of late for Chicago, and we got a whistle. Looks like a foul, three-second call going against the Bulls. I think that was the aforementioned Patrick Williams, 22-year-old out of Florida State.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, that Patrick Williams comes off the bench here versus Torrey Craig starting, because the minute Giannis was on the floor, they did not have an answer for him.
Free throw on the way from Lillard, and Dame knocks it down, 93% this season, seventh best in the NBA. Giannis going to come back out, and he replaces Lopez. Meanwhile, Campaign will replace Dame Lillard. So Lillard with four early points in 7 minutes will take a seat on the bench, and so will Brook Lopez. We'll see how that impacts the defense for Milwaukee here in the early going. Inbound pass goes to Payne. Payne defended by Dosunmu with that long ponytail out behind his head. Now to Giannis. Giannis takes it down low, draws a double team out to Portis. He'll squeeze off a three, and he connects from the left side. The former Chicago Bull knocking down his first three, and here's an easy steal for Beauchamp, who rocks the rim and stuffs it down with a two-hand jam on the steal on the inbound pass. So the Bucks have stretched it to their largest advantage of 12 now, as it's going to be a drive from Levine inside. He goes into a crowd, has the ball knocked away, but he was fouled. Bulls have not scored in closing in on 3 minutes. It's been an 11-0 scoring run for the Bucks. Been a game of runs already in this one. We've seen a 9-0 run, saw a 7-0 run, and now we got a 11-0 run for the Bucks. So here comes the free throw on the way as Levine connects on his first of two. He was fouled on the play by Bobby Portis. Former Buck comes in now as Javon Carter is out there. Javon in his first season now with the Bulls after signing that 3-year, $19.5 million deal with the Bulls over the summer. Got good money, and he earned it. Played well for this Bucks team over his last couple years. Both free throws go down, and it's back to a 10-point game. 20-10 Bucks with a basketball. Left to right into the front court. Campaign moves it ahead. triggers the pass to Giannis at the top of the arc. Giannis on the dribble handoff will feed to Connaughton at the top of the arc. Connaughton drifts to his left, goes into a crowd, feeds underneath. A nice move underneath from Beauchamp. Beauchamp was under the rim and too far away when he let it go. He missed the shot, but then Giannis was there to clean it up as he lays it in up close. Marjan had done a nice job to get himself a shot, but he just deliberated a little bit too long. Here's Drummond taking the feed. He puts up a jump hook, but missed it up close. Bucks go the other way, leading by 12. 22-10, 3:23 to play now in the first quarter. Giannis slings it to the near side. Pull up three. Bobby Portis could not connect. Long rebound goes right back to Giannis. Giannis gallops down the lane. He gets fouled as he puts the shot up. He'll step to the line for two. Giannis almost couldn't believe that rebound was coming to him. He was getting ready to go back in transition on defense, but that ball was just sitting there for him.
With this group on the floor, I think you're getting the sense the Bulls just don't trust the other shooters alongside Giannis. We saw them blitz Giannis immediately, and even there was a lot of help pressure that was coming over right away. So there's going to be open looks for the teammates that Giannis has on the floor here.
So Giannis will go to the line, and don't look now, but it's a first quarter, and the Bucks have a sizable lead. We talked about their travails in this first quarter this season. This has been as good a first quarter as we've seen from this bunch. And meanwhile, also don't look now, but the Bucks defense has held Chicago to 3 of 18 shooting. They have just one field goal in the last 4 minutes. Giannis knocks down the first free throw, and that is going to prompt the timeout. Billy Donovan's team is in a 13-point hole. Chance to make it 14 when we come back in a moment. This is a 14-2 run on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
.com/tickets.
Well, a great start to this one for Milwaukee tonight. They've got the 23-10 lead. We welcome you back to Fiserv Forum. It's Giannis stepping back to the free throw line. And a reminder that tonight's cocktail of the game is presented, as always, by Casamigos. Visit bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipe and all this season's Casamigos cocktail of the game recipes. Casamigos, proud to be an official spirit of the Bucks and Fiserv Forum. Also presented by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Giannis to the line where he stares at the rim. He was saying, man, I had my flow going. That's called icing the shooter here, is Billy Donovan. See if it works. Made the first one before the timeout. I mean, you can't cool this guy off. The way Giannis is going right now, he does have that feel a little bit, doesn't he? Makes
a
free throw, splashes it through.
Near double-double already in the quarter.
15-2 run now for the Bucks. Here's Javon Carter into a crowd. Try to pass it to Drummond. Drummond lost the basketball. And, oh, I thought when he had it, he was out of bounds. But they're going to say when Cam Payne was holding it, he was out of bounds. So it's going to be Chicago basketball. Good hustle, though, from Payne. Inbound pass coming from Dosunmu. He's on the near side of the baseline. He's got Connaughton on him. Feeds it to Levine. Levine's got it in the corner. Drives laterally around Beauchamp. Bumps into his man and then lost the basketball out of bounds. Who'd it touch last? It's going to be Bulls ball. Levine thought he got fouled as he was driving into the lane, trying to turn the corner on Marjon Beauchamp.
Looked like an awkward exchange from Levine, similar to Marjon's shot.
Yeah. Marjon's trying to fight through screens now in the inbound pass. They've only got 3 seconds to work with. Levine with a bounce pass inside. That's intercepted, easily taken away by Connaughton. He's going the other way. Feeds it ahead to Beauchamp on the near wing right. Works it to Connaughton. Rifles it opposite wing left. There's a three ball on the way. Campaign couldn't hit it. Rebound batted out by Beauchamp, though, to Payne. He'll get it to Giannis. Giannis backs his way in. Passes off to Payne. Payne's pass knocked away and taken by Patrick Williams. He'll take it all the way in and dunk it with two hands. So turnover one way, and it is returned the favor on the other side. But Chicago's able to turn theirs into points, and it's Bucks 24, Chicago 12, as Milwaukee is doubled up on the Bulls. We got a whistle and a foul against Dosunmu.
I think that's only the second transition opportunity the Bulls have had so far this quarter.
The Bulls playing at the second slowest pace of any team in the league coming into this game here tonight. Here comes the inbound pass to Giannis. Giannis will give it to Payne. Payne on the right wing, slings it to the corner. Beauchamp drives laterally, lost the basketball, but it rolls over to Portis on the left wing. He'll hand to Connaughton, back to Portis. Portis gets alone. He lets it rip and drills another three. Second long one of the night already for Bobby Portis on another Michelob Ultra three. BP had hit only four threes all season in the first nine games. He's got two here in the first quarter. Here's Kobe White. Works it out to Carter. Carter sends up top to Vucevic. Low pass is handled by Dosunmu. He'll send to the near wing. Three-pointer from Carter. And Carter, as he had done so many times as a Milwaukee Buck, splashes through the three. He comes in shooting 50% from three. Now 18 of 35 for the season. Giannis drives through a crowd. Lost the basketball. He maybe just handed it off to Connaughton. Connaughton going to pass out top. And Portis answers with another three ball. Bobby's saying, I can still shoot it a little bit. Let's not forget I'm not just a roller here. So Portis, with his third three in the Bucks, have outscored the Bulls 21-7 of late. Boy, it looked like Patrick Williams may have gotten away with a travel as he was holding on the ball. They say a Buck player touched it, but Dosunmu in the corner hits a three from right in front of the Bucks bench. So we've seen four straight threes between the two teams, and now with inside of a minute to go, it's Bucks basketball leading 30-18 with 54 seconds remaining. First quarter action. We got a whistle and a foul against the Bulls as Patrick Williams shoved Pat Connaughton. Last foul to give for Chicago. So it'll be Milwaukee ball out of bounds. No, actually, I beg your pardon. That was the fifth team foul. So that puts them into the penalty. That's a bad foul here in this spot. Going to send Pat to the free throw line. Where he's attempted seven free throws on the season through his first nine games. As Pat bends to the knees, his first of two is off the front iron and good. Pat Connaughton a year ago, 146 three-pointers. He's a 78% free throw shooter over the course of his career as he knocks down the second. Two for two, and the Bucks lead it 32-18. Milwaukee has gotten 15 points from the bench here already in this first quarter. So here's Chicago on the other side. White being defended by Connaughton. Almost lost the ball. Regathers before he feeds it to Carter. Back to White. White with five to shoot. Spins into the paint. Puts the shot up. No good. That was a foul before. Boy, I didn't hear that whistle. I saw Pat react to it, but he was clapping in frustration there, but got him on the floor.
Yeah.
So Bucks had a foul to give.
I also kind of wondered if it was going to be a travel. It looked like there was a misstep there from Dosunmu.
Dosunmu will pass it in to Vucevic. Vucevic at the top of the arc, picked up by Portis. He'll give it off now to White. Right back to Vucevic. Slings it to the near side. A good look at a three for Carter, but he's too strong this time. And Portis comes away with a rebound for Milwaukee. Bucks go the other way, leading 32-18. Shot clock is off now, so Bucks can play for the final shot here of the opening quarter. A quarter that has been very good to them so far with a 14-point advantage. Here's Payne. Looking to get rid of the basketball. Swivels a couple times. Needs to find somebody. Nobody came to help him there. And he's going to get called for a travel. He was running out of time either way, but his teammate's got to come over and give him a little assistance there on the sideline. So another turnover for the Bucks there. That is the one area you could say the Bucks haven't been great this quarter with five turnovers, but Chicago has it the other way now. They'll have a chance for the final shot, but they're going to turn it over. How about this? Coby White carried the basketball. And now with 1.8 seconds left, can the Bucks get one last shot off? Chicago has also now given it away five times in the quarter. A Bulls team that does not give it away frequently. Here comes the inbound pass. Giannis will get up a three at the horn. Got it! How about them apples? The Greek Freak leans back and uncorks a beauty to round out a beauty of a quarter for Milwaukee. 35-18 our score after one. Milwaukee looking good early tonight. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I feel saving you big time money on salads.
9 to 13 ounce Taylor Farms chopped salads is $2.89. Or 14 ounce Dole coleslaw just $1.09.
I can remember hot prices on salads.
Chopped salads $2.89, coleslaw $1.09.
Enjoy healthy eating on ready to eat salads and save big time money.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis, oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel, it seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, that's a little more like it. Bucks with only their third lead after a first quarter. This is their largest lead after a first quarter of the season, leading by 17, 35-18. Largest lead previously was 7 on opening night against Philly. And Justin, we were saying it felt like unfamiliar territory these last few games for the Bucks, but this feels a little bit more like old times tonight, doesn't it?
Feels more like what we've grown used to seeing the last 5 years. And really, the offense is what's the biggest difference has been. The struggles we had well documented in that opening quarter were gone.
Here's Chicago with a ball. Don't undershoot what the Bucks did defensively in the first quarter as they held Chicago to just 6 of 23. But Vucevic starts the quarter off with a three-pointer for Chicago here. Hit it from the top of the arc, and now that lead is 13 for the Bucks. Or make it 14 with that bucket going down. So Bucks coming out with Beauchamp, Giannis, along with Andre Jackson, Bobby Portis, and Cam Payne to start this quarter. Now we got an offensive foul against Milwaukee. That was Giannis and his second foul right there. Giannis, 13 points in the first quarter. Another efficient shooting start for him. 4 of 6 from the floor and 4 of 4 from the field from the free throw line. And he also had 7 rebounds. You don't want to see him get into foul trouble on a night like this. Put up some big numbers a year ago against the Chicago team when he was there, but they were both losses. We'll get more into that in a moment as Vucevic trying to body up on Giannis. Sends out right wing. Three-pointer from Patrick Williams. And boy, Chicago got the memo. They have started this quarter hitting 2 3-pointers and getting a stop. So 6-0 run for the Bulls. Here's Giannis running the other way. He's going to lose the basketball from behind. Carter comes in and picks his pocket. Transition three on the way, and he drills it. Boy, Chicago needs a minute and 14 seconds to embark on a 9-0 run. And they have cut that 17-point lead down to 8. Timeout Bucks, 10:46 to go in the half. Coming back, Bucks 35, Bulls 27. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
It's the first ever NBA in-season tournament. All 30 teams going for one brand new trophy.
The stakes are the highest.
Only 8 teams advance from the group stages. Then it's down to single elimination.
It's win or go home.
The last 4 standing will battle it out in Las Vegas, baby. They're going to go all in on the hardwood for season-long bragging rights and the first ever NBA Cup. Hope everyone's feeling lucky. The NBA in-season tournament continues on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money!" More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Natural gas is a clean, reliable, and convenient source of energy delivered directly to you through underground pipelines. The pipeline system has an excellent safety record, but there are clues that can help you identify a potential hazard. If you smell the strong odor of rotten eggs, hear an unusual hissing sound, or see blowing dirt or debris, it could be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and call We Energies at 800-261-5325.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
Pick and Save is the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points for delivery and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Milwaukee right now has watched the Bulls catch fire to start this first quarter. They hit all of 6 field goals in the first quarter, but they've made 3 in all of a minute 14 seconds here in the second quarter. And, oh, by the way, all 3 of those have been 3-pointers. So it has been exactly the start that Billy Donovan was envisioning to the second quarter after a rough first quarter for the Bulls that saw Milwaukee jump out to a 17-point lead. It's down to 8 now as Campaign drives, works it out to the left wing. It was bobbled for a moment by Lopez, almost threw him off his rhythm, missed the 3, but Giannis comes away with the offensive rebound and corkscrews his way through 3 defenders to lay it in up close. Giannis is out to a torrid start with 15 points and 7 rebounds on 5 of 7 shooting, including a last-second 3 to close out the first quarter. Chicago with a basketball now. Javon Carter being trailed by Andre Jackson. Dribbles with a left hand. Passes it away to Vucevic. Now to DeRozan, who gets around the Vucevic screen. He's defended by Beauchamp, who gets over that screen nicely. Now passes to White. White late in the shot clock. Couldn't get it off. Second time tonight we've seen Chicago fail to get a shot off. Bucks defense has been much improved so far tonight.
And both of those have been Coby White with the last player with the ball.
Bucks fans, you can catch all the Bucks games all season long on Bally Sports. The comebacks, the breakout stars, the can't-miss moments. Watch on Bally Sports or stream on Bally on the Bally Sports app. Giannis draws 2 defenders, couple head fakes, going to try to pass it away, but before he did, he took an extra step dragging that pivot foot. He knew he had Javon Carter, who knows his tendencies well after many practices against the Greek Freak, and there is a turnover. I mentioned that's been the one area of concern for Milwaukee, and it was coming into this game against it. Bulls team that forces more turnovers than any team in the league. Here comes Chicago with a basketball on the other side of things. Bucks have given it away 8 times already. Here's a shot block from Lopez, who blocks the shot from Williams as he pins it against the window. Going the other way with it, the Bucks. Beauchamp feeds out to Jackson. He couldn't hit the 3, but the rebound was knocked away from Giannis. Last touch, though, by the Bulls. So Milwaukee will hold on to the possession now with 9:26 to play, second quarter of a 37-27 game.
It's the right move by Andre Jackson to find the corner, but you almost wish it was the inverse, that he was leading the fast break and Marjan got to the corner.
Giannis going to check out of the game. Chris Middleton's back in for the first time since starting this game, playing the first 4 minutes. Here comes the inbound pass, and your wish is delivered, however, not the result you're after. Beauchamp fires up a three, but it was an air ball. Opposite corner this time. So the Bucks missed two from outside in Chicago with a chance to get it back to single digits again. Carter takes it into the paint. Off-balance leaner, front iron, no good. Rebound tipped by Lopez to Beauchamp and down Vucevic behind the play. He's rolling around. Picks himself up. Bucks have the odd man rush. They dump it down low to Lopez. He puts the shot up, no good, but he was fouled, and that was good basketball by the Bucks, realizing that Chicago was playing without their big man. Get it down to your big man, and that affords Brook a chance to shoot a pair at the stripe. So Vucevic, yeah, he took an elbow to the jugular from Lopez on that battle for the rebound, and Brook may have gotten away with one there.
I was surprised we did not hear a whistle.
Vucevic is saying, man, I'll tell you what, I've seen that move back home back in the day. The shot to the jugular there as it knocks him down. Still arguing, like, what do I got to do to get a whistle there? First free throw in the meantime misses from Lopez. They say the ball don't lie. Second free throw is good. So Milwaukee, after hitting six of their first 11 from three-point range, they've missed their last three here to start things in the second quarter. Chicago's got it the other way, trailing 38-27. Patrick Williams dumps it left of the lane to DeRozan. He goes into a crowd underneath, but a rejection at the rim. Lopez swats it away from Vucevic, but it goes back to DeRozan, and DeRozan's going to draw the whistle on the foul on Lopez. Boy, Brook got his highlight there with a shot block, but unfortunately he's also going to get a personal foul in the process as it went right back to Vucevic. Man, that was a complete in-your-face moment from Lopez to Vucevic. But DeRozan is at the line. DeMar DeRozan has missed all six of his shots here so far tonight and barely gets the free throw to go. DeRozan was averaging 39 points a game against the Bucks the first two games last season. He was like unstoppable. But remember, he didn't play like the fourth quarter in a couple of those two. And missed the third game, but then how about 8 points in the fourth game when he was absolutely shut down? It was an up-and-down series a year ago for DeRozan against this Bucks team. Coby White comes in. He replaces Patrick Williams. Second free throw from DeRozan to make it a 9-point game as he splashes it through. Bucks go the other way, leading 38-29, 8:37 to play here. First half action. Middleton's pass deflected and taken away by DeRozan. That's what Chicago does so well. They work it ahead. Coby White in transition lays it in and scores. Those are the ones that you got to be very careful of in the paint. We mentioned the Chicago team likes to pack it in. They come after you. Aggressive play in there when you get it in. 11 points off turnovers already for the Bulls. Now it's Middleton working into the near wing. Wide open three on the way for Beauchamp, but he leaves it short. Rebound for Middleton. Even though he mistimed his jump, he came away with it. Going to take it down on the low block. Working underneath the rim. Puts a pass in the middle. He was played well there defensively by Torrey Craig. And Chicago's going to come away with another turnover. Transition three on the way. That misses from Coby White. Rebounded by Brook Lopez underneath. Doing a nice job hanging on. Bucks will go the other way. Lead is down to seven again. 38-31. Bucks have led by as many as 17 at the end of the first quarter. Lopez hands it off to Beauchamp. Marjan with a right-hand dribble puts up a floater from the free throw line. His shot's not working. Misses it way too strong. Marjan 1-for-5 to start this game tonight. Chicago goes the other way with a DeRozan the other direction. Going to pass it out top. Three-pointer on the way. That misses too strong from Torrey Craig. Bulls have outscored Milwaukee 13-3 to begin this quarter. 38-31. Lopez trying to do something about that as he'll rip the cords from the top of the arc. Brook Lopez, first three-pointer of the night, and the Bucks stretch it back to a 10-point lead with 7:19 to go in the second quarter. Coming back with more Bucks basketball after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hey, Bucks fans, just like the Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. We're also presented by Delta Dental. Who makes dental and vision insurance simple? Well, there's only one answer. It's definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. Well, the Bulls have the basketball. They've trailed by as many as 17 points tonight in this first half, but they are back to within 10. Have not led at any point. Bucks started this game on a 9-0 run. Here's a bounce pass. Down low to Drummond. He spins into the low block. He's got Lopez on him. Gets off a quick release jump hook on the right side. That's one way you get it over Brook Lopez. Get it out of there quick, and Drummond did a nice job of it there. Here's the lineups. It's Lillard moving it into the front court along with Middleton, Lopez, Beauchamp, and Beasley. Middleton ran out of the ball, knocked away from him, but he regathered and then took it all the way down low and put up a high teardrop off the window and good. So Chris coming away with his first points on his first shot of the night. 7 minutes of playing time in for him. Back to a 10-point lead for Milwaukee. Here's Kobe White on the other side. On the left wing, sends out top to Drummond. Drummond will give the basketball away now to Torrey Craig. Zips it out top to Levine. Levine around the Drummond screen, pulls up, right free throw line extended. That's a silky smooth shot for Levine, who hits his first of the night. Had been 0 for 3 prior to that jumper. And in this quarter, Chicago has definitely picked up their scoring. After a rugged start to this game, the Bulls have now connected on 6 of 11 from the floor here in the second and 3 of 5 from three-point range. Damian Lillard attacking down low. He feeds it to the corner, a little offline, but Beasley grabs it in. Now passes to Middleton with a second to shoot, puts up a three, missed it, but the rebound goes off of right to Beasley, and Beasley alertly bounces it off of Levine down low and out of bounds. Bucks catch a break there as they were losing track of that shot clock a bit. Shot barely grazed iron from Middleton, too. And it went right to Beasley, who made a heads-up play. So Beauchamp checks out of the game. Connaughton is in. The Bulls coming with Craig, Levine, White, Drummond, and DeSumo. Inbound pass to Lopez. Step back three on the way. There's another air ball. He said, Chris, you think you can miss short? I'll show you short. That one sails out of bounds. So Brook, one of four, tonight from the floor. All four of his shots have been from three-point range. It's a 43-35 lead for Milwaukee. But Chicago with a basketball. Here's Zach LaVine, top of the arc. Takes it, right side of the lane, zips the pass over to Williams. Williams going to nearly turn it over. Oh, Beasley just missed the steal. He would have been in the open court. Chicago holds on to it, though. Now LaVine with one to shoot, puts up the three, too strong, but an offensive rebound goes right to DeSumo, who has an easy stick back. So the Bulls have cut it to a six-point game. First time it's been this close since the 4:32 mark of the first quarter. Lillard going to uncork a three. That one missed strong. Lillard tonight one of three from long range and now one of five for the game. Levine takes it down low. He challenges on Lopez. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Connaughton as he rips it free. Nice job by Pat getting that loose ball. Feeds ahead to Lillard. Lillard's going to turn it over, though. Had it taken away by Levine. Zach Levine going the other direction. He misses the layup, but he just got fouled. And for Damian Lillard, it's been a tough night. His third turnover right there. Mentioned he's just one of five shooting the basketball. And for the Bucks, they have given it away 11 times tonight. We talked about this as a challenge. The Bulls, a league best plus 5.8 turnovers per game. And third in the league at 9.2 steals a game. But really of late.